Why did you decide to launch it as a subdomain of The Point? It was Groupon.ThePoint.com, I think, in the early press releases.
Because we didn't have Groupon.com. We had to buy that later on. So it's actually a good story.
Tell me.
Sure. Okay, so we had the idea. We got it going. The guy that actually writes all the content here had the idea for the name, and it was like the perfect name. And we emailed the people that own it. We said, "Hey, you interested in selling?" They said no. We said fine, because at that point we had no idea where this was going. And then we went and worked on the project. We got some momentum, and a couple months in, we mailed them again. And we said, "Hey, are you interested in selling?" And he said, "No, definitely not." I said, "Just curious, what are you planning on doing with it?" And he said, "Well, I live in England somewhere, and I'm interested in at some point starting a group coupon service where somebody would be able to buy a coupon that, if they bring four people into a restaurant, you know, all five of those people would get a discount." So it's like a slightly different take on the group coupon model. And we said, "That's interesting. You know, we're doing something somewhat similar to that in the United States. So maybe we could work together on this. You could help take this thing to Europe." And we said, "No way." And we said, "Okay," but so we continued operating. And then we had a trademark for Groupon, and that trademark extended to England. And so we contacted them and said, "Hey, you know, you can launch that thing, but you can't use the name Groupon because we have a trademark on it." And so then we started to became willing to sell. So I think we bought it in May of 2009 or something like that for maybe $250,000, which seemed like a lot at the time, but now seems cheap.
Wow, so he had the domain first. He came up with the name first, but because you trademarked it first, you had way of taking it from him, but you had more leverage than you would have otherwise.
You're right, I think so. I think he didn't have anything going. I mean,
he didn't have what? I'm sorry?
He didn't have anything going on it. There was nothing on the actual site. I think he just had an idea for something that he could do someday.
I see, okay. And what about the
risk? He's a good guy.
Sorry?
He's a good guy, though,
and he ended up probably making more money than if he would have launched the idea he had. Why launch a business when you don't own the domain? Wasn't that a risk?
We were using getyourgroupon.com, and then we bought up all the Groupon, like Groupon Chicago, Groupon Boston, bought up all those domains. So yeah, it was definitely a risk.
Okay,
but we just figured it's a good enough name that we'll figure out how to do it without the domain. Okay, people do that all the time, right? I mean, Foursquare, I think, did it. Dropbox did it. Facebook did it.
That's right. It was the Facebook. It was getdropbox.com. It's risky, but you're right. It's done often.